Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is sponsored by Amazon. It looks like Jane has tickets for Kesha, the Rainbow Tour at the Masonic on the 31st of October here in San Francisco.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's playing on Halloween.
Yeah, her record is out today, so we'll hear that at 8 o'clock. But listen at 6:05.
Okay.
Because Jane will get you all hooked up. It says so right on the Jane board over here. All the stuff's happening with Jane. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. All right, celebrity trash. We're going to start with our own celebrity.
Is it Foodie Chap?
Oh, no, it's not. He was so great yesterday on The Secret Show.
I loved it.
I have 10,000 more questions for that guy.
Well, we'll have him back on at some point. Liam Makelem came in yesterday to do the movie review with Hooman.
How was
Foodie
he?
Chap.
The Foodie Chap from KCBS, and you might know him from Eye on the Bay. And he's been on our show a bunch of times.
Yeah.
He's just a nice guy and just...
But he was at his best he's ever been yesterday on The Secret Show.
He was excellent
on
The Secret Show.
Well, I really, really enjoyed the movie review.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Good job.
I like when Hooman disagrees with someone on the movie review because it gives me insight.
Right. Well, and Liam's not afraid to stand up to Hooman. They've known each other long
enough. Yeah, and he identified with that movie so much.
Right.
It was perfect fit.
Well, I couldn't get over his sex life. That was ridiculous.
It was very interesting.
Really? I actually woke up thinking about something he said, and I thought, yeah, I'm totally into that.
What'd he say?
What?
What was it?
Hotels?
Can I say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the hotel sex.
Hotel sex, yeah.
Oh, right. But the idea that you would not.
Oh, no, I don't.
Otherwise.
Not that part.
We should not. He is acting out everything.
Oh,
yeah. I feel
he doesn't get cone coverage.
I think he might get some. I think he gets some cone coverage. I really do feel like
he
opened up to us because he knows it was
the Secret
Show. That wasn't an anonymous bad advice.
Yeah, nevertheless, the only thing that covers is us.
Yeah. But I still, okay, we won't wear the cone over that. I'm saying we don't have to wear the cone, but I do think that we should respect the fact that he shared that stuff in a context he thought was secret. I think at one point he even said, no one listens to this, right? And we all agreed.
Well,
yeah, only 100,000 people.
That he's more than aware that people listen to this show.
Wow.
Don't tell him that. So, are there plans to have more?
So next week we're going to try out a new dude named Rudy.
Rudy.
And then the week after, I'll bring
our friend Rudy. Can you call him our friend Rudy from now on?
Call him our friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy. Our friend. Rudy. So it'll be Rudy next week, our friend Rudy.
Yes. Thank you.
And then the week after, I'll bring Liam back. I'll rotate these two guys, and maybe Bryn will do it once every 6 months. How's that, everyone?
Sounds great. And in the meantime, if you'd like to send a question to Bad Advice, which is a little segment we do on The Secret Show, which is an additional podcast to this one, send it to Sarah@RadioAlice.com or Vinny@RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Put Bad Advice or Secret Show in the subject line. And really anything. I mean, it can be anything from a real estate problem that you're having. You know, rather than nail a dude to a tree, we'll advise against that. To some relationship at work or, you know, whatever little or big problem that you're having. We've taken on a lot of problems over the years, and man, it never gets old giving people advice when you don't have a vested interest.
What was the story yesterday?
Yesterday was the dude who wasn't getting it from his wife.
Oh, I thought about that one a lot, too.
And he got nailed to the tree?
She nailed him to a tree. Wow. But then she did stuff to him, so it was almost like she was a sadist.
That was awful.
I know.
Because there isn't
a good answer. There isn't a good answer.
And it's, you know, You know what I thought of driving home? Well, I didn't drive home. I waited around to go to the outside land ticket pickup.
Yeah. How was that?
It was fantastic. Nothing like sitting in your car when you're going to sit in your car some more to drive home.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it was easy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No worries. I just thought, that's why there's Ashley Madison. Like, I know how disgusting it sounds. Ashley Madison, have an affair. What was their thing?
Life is short, have an affair.
Yeah. Whatever, as obnoxious as that sounds, that's the guy. The dude with that story whose wife will not do him.
Right.
And said, I never knew when I got married I'd have to have sex
the rest of my life.
Or whatever. I just heard that line and went, ah.
He still manages to scare it out of her every couple months, it sounds like.
Oh, but did you hear the list of things that have to go right for that all to come together?
It was right. The stars have to align for that to happen. Poor guy. He's spent his whole life figuring out ways to trick his wife into sleeping with him. Anyway, that's so we love the bad advices. And if you've got any question, it can be really about anything. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Yes, Vinny.
And Liam's pornos. Guy story was
hilarious.
You got to listen to yesterday's Secret Show. It's really good. It turns out the guy's dumb. Really?
People really enjoyed. Liam was fantastic on the Secret Show. Best show in a long time.
More Liam would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He jazzed us up a little. It was fun having him in there.
Mm-hmm. People love his accent, of course.
Well, sure. The foodie chap. Okay. Anyway.
And your accent too. Viva Great Britain. I mean, I can't do it, but you know.
I actually hope Brent cut some of that out of there.
Why?
Anyway, that was not our personal celebrity that I was talking about.
Back to Hooman, right.
I was talking about Hooman.
Yeah.
Hey.
Our home-based celebrity.
Thank you.
Hooman is in a story in SF Gate.
What?
That's right. There's a photo of you, and you're in the paper, or in the online paper, talking about Color Factory. So this is something that he mentioned to me a month ago, and I just was half listening as he's telling me how great this thing is. Like some museum about the art. It's like, I'm like, yeah, okay, great, whatever, sounds great. Right.
Go to my Instagram, Color Factory.
Turns out I totally should have listened because this thing is, I've heard about it from 20 different people now. People are flipping out over this thing.
I don't quite understand it.
I don't either.
Can you explain it to us?
It's an interactive art installation. So each room.
How many rooms are there?
I'd say at least 15.
And so it's in a humongous space.
Humongous space.
Like a warehouse space?
Yes. In a warehouse space. So, and it's right next to Union Square, which you wouldn't think there'd be that much room available. But you walk in and each room has a color, hence the word Color Factory. Mm. So one room will be entirely orange, and, you know, if you have quarters, you can get orange gumballs, orange pencils, and the next room will be only silver, like, disco balls. And it's just a great place to take a lot of great pictures. One room...
It's like a selfie house, because if you dress for, if you know especially what's in there, like, I'm looking at selfies that people are taking in the various rooms in this...
Are people doing wedding photos there? Yeah,
you know, probably they will. But there's so here's a couple of the selfies that we pulled.
Bryn.
But the yellow room is where Hooman is photographed, and it is an enormous room filled with yellow walls, yellow balls.
Yes,
are they what kind of a styrofoam? What is that?
It's like a ball pit.
Yeah, it's like what you would do, like if you were, you know, at some kind of children's playground.
Oh, those little plastic
ones. Yeah.
So I don't know how deep they are.
He's not here.
No, I have his picture here.
Oh well, what the hell?
I'm on the third page of the article.
Let me pull up the info that I need on the page that he's on. So.
It would be the balls, huh?
Balls. He's neck deep in balls in this picture. He's literally neck deep in balls. He's with someone.
Who's that broad?
Dana Bletcher?
Yeah, she works for the Israeli consulate. She was one of the people that helped me get into Israel last year.
Well, it seems like you're making her really happy underneath the cover of the
you're
balls.
You're right behind her. What's going on there?
She's smiling.
Nothing.
She's got a big smile on her face.
Posing for the picture.
How deep are those balls? Are you guys hunkered way down?
How deep are the balls?
Yeah.
Balls deep.
Balls deep are they?
I'd say 3.5 feet, 4 feet.
So like a kid could go in there
without
drowning in balls.
If you look at my Instagram, Hooman TV, I posted a video of me falling back into the balls, coming out of the balls. into the balls, out of the balls.
Okay, after you've done that, do they rubbing alcohol each one of these balls so they're clean for the next guy?
They sure do.
Okay, good.
So the deal is that this place, you can't even get into it.
Yeah, they're sold out for the season or whatever, right?
They do it in half hour because they don't want it to be too crowded. They want everyone to be able to take their selfies and go, you know, do their thing in each of these different rooms. And I guess that it's like, it's not super expensive. It's $32 a person.
Which that's expensive.
It's not compared to like a day at Great America or something.
Oh,
or,
come on. There's no
Disney.
Rides there. They're just colored rooms.
Yeah, $32. Yeah, I'd rather go to Great America and have a whole day than half an hour at this place.
Well, I think they start you in one room, maybe. Yeah. It didn't seem exorbitant to me, considering what you pay to get into some places in San Francisco.
For me, I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Does it come with a drink, Yuzi?
I was going to say, really? Because a couple drinks has got to come to $32.
Hey, I have more fun with a couple drinks than I would in that factory place.
Actually, this might not be the place for you.
I'm looking at all of September, and it's already entirely sold out.
So how long is it going to go for?
Well, my friend, her name is Jessica. She does the PR for this.
Shame on Jessica.
And whenever Jessica has an event, I know it's going to be a sick ass. Because there are like, you know, five premier PR people. She's one of them. And I called her and I said...
probably the best one, though.
I said, can you hook up the Sarah and Vinny morning show? And she was like, they're super strict on the tickets. And so I'll call her again and see if I can get you guys in sometime in September. It's definitely worth checking out. I think you'll enjoy it, Yuzette. And Vinny, if you want to drive to the city during the weekend, bring your kid. She'll go crazy.
I'm sure she'd love it, but I still think $30 is kind of intense.
Yeah.
Per person?
Yeah, I don't think that's intense at all.
It's a
massive undertaking what they've done there.
It is. And having, you know, look, you're supporting art, you're supporting artists. It's great.
Right.
All right.
And they're actually, so they go on to talk about some of the different rooms. One of them is all ribbons. So you walk into the room and there's a grid suspended from the ceiling. And, and so you're walking through basically like an ocean of ribbons.
And I was a little worried about, because you have no idea where the other people in the ribbons are.
Oh.
So I'm like, Dana, am I going to hit
Vinny,
you? Where
Marco.
Are you? Don't run into me.
Did you see that picture? So she's not in the actual ribbons, but you can see the giant ribbon forest hanging behind her.
650 just sent us a picture. It looks like blue is the color.
What's
blue?
The blue
is
room?
One of the rooms.
Blue,
yeah,
balloons.
It's all blue balloons. Yeah, oh. Blue balloons.
Balloons. Yeah. Balloons.
Someone says the Color Factory is nothing. Nothing. Wait for the Museum of Ice Cream.
Oh, that's coming too.
Oh.
People are freaking out about
that. How much is that
going to cost me?
I'll pay more for that.
Do you want to go to the Museum of Ice Cream?
I don't know. I mean, am I going to get to eat all the ice cream?
Well, isn't every ice cream store a Museum of Ice Cream? I mean, what is
good point.
That's a good point.
Possibly
31 flavors. That's a museum.
Yeah.
if you guys.
Is it like a taste test? You try the ice cream?
I just got the article sent to me. Let me call the PR person and see what the deal is with this one. Maybe we can all do that as a morning show family like we did in the good old days.
Where is it going to be?
The Museum of Ice Cream?
Yeah.
We still do stuff together.
We totally do stuff together.
Hey, I tried to do a meeting with you guys the other day. You just left me sitting there with a empty row of seats.
Where?
You punks.
Oh, my God. Vinny hiding on the side.
Here I am in the meeting.
Right.
Guy.
We tried to do a meeting with you over at Mike Birbiglia. Turned out they were like, we have one ticket.
Guy emailed me back yesterday. He ended up saying, I'm so sorry. It's a hot ticket. I'll get you four tickets, and then maybe you guys could buy the other four.
I thought it was sold out. I would do that.
I'm not trying to do that.
Well, if you're not trying, then it's probably going to happen.
So back to the ice cream museum.
Yes.
They haven't revealed the location yet. If somebody knows, can you text
us?
Super secret.
Well, they have one in L.A., and this is going to be the one that's coming. It says, coming September, follow us to be the first to know. No.
Oprah is coming to supermarket shelves. Yes, she does sizzle. It's true. She's coming to supermarket shelves this fall.
Oh, hey, real quickly, I posted the link to that SF Gate, the Color Museum. The one
you got to see the picture of Hooman. It's so cute.
It is cute.
It's on the Sarah and Vinny.
It's like the best picture I've ever seen of you. Like, it captures like your childlike qualities. And
thank you. I don't just look lost and confused.
You do look a little lost and confused, but also childlike.
I think he's Taylor Swifting that lady.
No. That's what I think too. She looks like she's liking it though. She's got a big smile on her face.
All right, come on.
So Oprah,
Sizzles,
and she gave Weight Watchers a boost, and now she's bringing her health kick to supermarket aisles. It looks like she's teamed up with Kraft Heinz Company and unveiled a line of refrigerated comfort food called Oh, That's Good. The letter O.
Oh.
Oh, comma, that's good.
All right.
Exclamation point. The dishes right now are four soups and four sides. And they're the first products to come out of the partnership, which was revealed earlier this year. End of September is when you will be able to buy these in your store if you're, you know, if you buy all things Oprah. I do have to admit, if Oprah likes it, I'm always like, oh, what is it now? Oh, Oprah likes that?
Let's see. Did it give a price on them?
$4.99 for the soups, and the sides are $4.49. Mm-hmm. They don't say how big anything is. I mean, is that like for a single person? Like just a little bowl of soup?
It kind
of
looks like it, yeah.
She says, I love healthy food and eating from my garden. She said she wanted to make nutritious comfort foods more accessible to everyone. She has already won big in the fitness world. She took a $43 million stake in Weight Watchers 2 years ago and then appeared in ads talking about marveling about eating Kraft Heinz and, oh, there must be missing things here. That doesn't make sense. But she, didn't they say that when she bought the stock shot up and she made like $200 million?
No. They said she bought the stock, then did their commercials, and then the stock shot through the roof. So what she did was very smart. She's a big investor
sure.
in the company.
Why wouldn't
now she?
Now
she becomes a spokesperson, knowing she has 1 million zombies who will buy anything she says to buy. So, yes, she did great things for Weight Watchers, but it was, in my opinion, that's crazy. Like, with all the stuff that they say you can and can't do, mm-hmm. she went right out, bought a piece of the company, and then said, watch me make this thing fly. Mm. I mean,
watch me turn my $43 million investment
if you're Oprah,
into $200 million.
I guess it's cool. Not many people have that power. Why would there even be rules against it, since only two or five people in the world could do it?
Yeah. Worth $3 billion already.
She says that these supermarket products come with unexpected nutritious twists. There's a mashed potato side that includes mashed cauliflower in place of some of the potato, which, by the way, we had that when Whole Foods did a Thanksgiving dinner for us here in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, it's superior to regular mashed potatoes. Like, I felt like these were the most delicious. I'm sure they were full of butter, too.
Right.
And then there is a broccoli cheddar soup recipe that replaces some of the cheese with butternut squash. So, you know, supposedly she's done what she can to make it a little more nutritious. 10% of the profits will be split between the charities Rise Against Hunger and Feeding America. And Kraft Heinz says it plans to make annual donations to both nonprofits until the partnership becomes profitable.
That's good.
Yeah. So there you go. If you want to eat. Oh! That's
help
good.
Oprah get richer.
Oh, it's you know, for the best. It's all for the best.
I always liked what that Paul Newman did, the way he started that the food company and just the it's
Newman's
all for,
own.
It's all yeah, it's all for charity.
Yep.
It wasn't him trying to further his riches.
No, he just said, you know, we can raise a lot of money. I think didn't it start with like his dressing?
Salad dressing.
Salad
but they've
dressing
got everything
popcorn.
Now, right?
I've only tried popcorn and the salad dressing.
How's the popcorn stack up?
It's great.
It's hard to mess popcorn up, you know.
There's ways of messing it up.
Yeah, there are.
Some of them just don't taste right.
Vegan butter is one surefire way. What?
Boy, I don't know if I have time to get into the Usher thing.
Please do it. He's our favorite story going right now.
It's really good. I think I'll wait so I can do the whole thing.
Oh, that'll give aspirin to get a couple of things from Usher.
Oh.
Just a couple sounders.
Saw the big hits.
Yeah. Two Chainz broke his leg a couple weeks ago, and it was bad enough that it required surgery. Two Chainz is our guy from here in San Francisco. We always, whenever I think of Two Chainz, I'm always like, he's the guy that
ran from
away
the
from, like,
stick
in his,
up.
Right. On the streets of Oakland or something,
down.
Right?
It was here in the city, down
was
the
it?
Street.
Yeah.
Was he running from someone?
Well, yeah. They don't say how.
You mean this time was he? I was going to say, they pulled a gun on that guy and he ran for it.
Well, that's, you know. It's one of the moves you can make when they pull
well,
you a gun
can't
on you.
Outrun a bullet. So he really was taking his chances
Tested
there. Give him
bullet.
Credit for that.
So he broke a leg. They don't say how he broke it, but it was bad enough he required surgery, and he was not going to let that keep him from touring. He performed the first show on Wednesday night in Tucson, Arizona, in a pink wheelchair with "Trap" written on the back. He said,
"Pink,
yeah, pink one." He said, "So I broke my leg. When I woke up from sedation, the doctor told me, well, it looks like you're going to have to cancel your tour." And I told him, maybe it means God wants me to use my mind to be creative. So he created a pink wheelchair.
Well, Dave Grohl already did that.
And Axl Rose, right? Didn't they both perform?
Well, Axl did it because Dave Grohl had a seat already built for someone, some singer with a broken leg. I just read
this'll work.
Liam Gallagher, one of the Oasis brother guys. He was like, that Dave Grohl has ruined it for every rock star with his, I have a broken leg and I can still go on tour. Now, how am I going to cancel when I have a cold?
Makes it a little
very
more difficult.
True.
You could say you've lost your voice and then that'll work. Mm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Some guy got nailed to a tree. You're not going to believe this.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is sponsored by Volvo. You can watch this show every day. Here we are. There. We got a guy, Vaughn, who puts the whole show together, streams it at radioalice.com/watch. And then he, I guess on the weekend, he takes all the shows from the week and rotates those. But if you miss something on the main show in the morning, you can watch it throughout the day. We loop the same show all day, except on the weekends when we get to rotation. RadioAlice.com/watch. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our podcast known as The Secret Show. We did one yesterday, and it's a doozy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
You will love it.
Yeah.
So you can find that at RadioAlice.com or iTunes. Or
sure. Anywhere you find podcasts.
Right.
If you have an iPhone, you actually have a little, I don't know how it works on Android, but there's a little purple icon with a microphone on it. And
right.
Just type Sarah and Vinny Secret Show in there, and there it is.
You like it. Foodie Chap was very good yesterday.
He was delicious.
And he's gave us enough that it didn't feel like he, you know, I mean.
It was enough to intrigue us.
I could have asked more questions for sure.
We barely scratched the surface.
Although, I think at one point, because he was wearing a ring, he said, oh, that's not the right hand. He put it on the other hand, and he said, it doesn't fit here. But isn't your ring finger your left hand? Isn't your married finger?
It is.
That's the hand he had it on.
Oh.
But he's engaged. He's not
right,
married.
And I think he was wearing it on his left hand because it didn't fit on his right hand.
Right.
The plan is to switch it to the left hand.
Oh, when you're engaged, you wear it on the right hand?
No.
Yeah. Well, you can wear it. Yeah, I see people that wear it on their the engagement ring on their right hand.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought you just put it on your ring finger.
I keep it on my ring. I always kept it on my ring finger, but I do know people that have it on their other hand. Mm. So.
Huh? Mm.
I never saw that.
Where does your lady wear her ring?
On her left hand.
Yeah. I always knew it to be left. I mean, okay, well, anyway.
I just didn't know anybody wore their wedding ring before they were married. That's all.
Another interesting tidbit from Foodie Chap yesterday. Here's what's happening.
All right.
I do not like pouring fuel on the current hysteria over our president and his nonsense. I didn't vote for the guy. I'm not super proud. But I also don't feel like, you know, I need to run and jump out a window anytime soon either.
We're here for you to not have to hear about that 24/7.
Yet, President Donald Trump has issued an urgent warning to North Korea not to move ahead with its ballistic missile testing. He is tweeting, military solutions are now fully in place. Locked and loaded. Should North Korea act unwisely?
That's great.
Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path. So,
be very afraid.
I'm not feeling either of those people are.
Did you see
people
the,
that should be in charge of
the bomb shelter story?
Those weapons. No, I'm really
sales
not,
are through the roof, Vinny. People
I'm really
want their bomb shelters.
Not to fall for it.
I was looking at my backyard going, geez, I wonder if I can big a... Because they are selling
these
self-contained...
You could have, dude. You had tons of space back there.
We still have plenty of room where the lawn's going, and I could dig a big 35-foot trench and get... I'm telling you, these things are amazing. They're fully prefab units. You just have to dig the hole.
Right.
It's crazy.
Don't do it. We're going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Do it.
Don't do it.
You got room in your backyard, too?
I do, but I'm probably... I want to build on that. But I thought about that because of AC. Like, if it's a hot day, you'd have to turn your AC on. And if it's, underground
with nice concrete... Cool.
You'll just go sit in the hole?
Yeah
go sit in the hole. Come on, Bryn!
You can put TV
you'd
in there.
You use it as a guest house. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know.
Have a generator and
sure.
just, like...
Have all the
I'll be in the hole. It's hot today.
Well, I'll call it my man cave.
Yeah. It'll truly be a
Doesn't
cave.
Doesn't that sound cool?
Sounds great.
I
would
know.
Love to have a bunker. God.
I mean, you have a whole house. You might want to just stay in your house, but okay.
It just makes me think, I just know that up there at the Lucas Ranch, that guy has got an underground... compound.
He doesn't need it. He owns the whole all of that.
Yeah, and that's why he needs it, because he's got a whole community that lives there, and if the bombs ever drop, they're all going to be safe, and I'm going to be pounding on the gate. Let me in! Come on, man! I didn't mean all those jokes about your neck! Just let me come in!
Word is, I'll get through.
You will? And
yeah.
I won't?
I've heard.
Yeah.
A new Mac.
What's that guy's name? Dennis? What's his, what's
Wiz.
His?
Oh, Wiz?
Wiz, yeah. I'll be like, Wiz, I know you're in there.
Yeah, he'll greet me at the gate, and he'll be like, Vinny, come on through. Sarah, sorry, the neck jokes.
Yeah. But
be on your
sorry,
way.
Sorry, the boss says no.
A New Mexico man's hands were nailed to a tree in what apparently was retribution for a real estate deal gone bad. They say the gruesome incident occurred back in May, but police have now released the video footage showing the man's rescue in the middle of an Albuquerque forest in New Mexico. The video was obtained, it looks like, Wednesday. This was a city worker who found Jose Duran distraught and in agony, as you can imagine, being nailed to a giant tree. The employee told police that Duran was screaming for help and feared no one would hear his cries, which that's part of the fear factor of the tactic, right?
Right.
We're leaving you here.
We're dragging you out to the middle of nowhere and leaving you.
When police arrived, they assured him that paramedics were on the way, but he wouldn't give his name. He was...
he's scared to death. Almost to death.
Yeah.
I'm sure the police were like, what did you do?
Right. People don't just do this to people.
Right.
This is someone is super angry at you.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe we should check with them before we take you down. I don't
know.
I mean, I got a family.
Right. In the video, Duran is heard saying, two men tried to kill me. The pair of men were apparently sent there that day to threaten and scare him due to his part in an ugly real estate deal.
Mm. So he hadn't been up that long.
Apparently not.
Well, that's good.
They
imagine
say,
if it was a couple days of that. Oh.
Duran does not have a criminal record, but documents do show he was involved in a long-running court case over a real estate transaction, which leads me to believe that they know who did it then.
Right.
Right. Dummies. Right.
Follow the papers.
Even if they don't know who physically did it, they certainly know who was behind it.
More than a dozen people helped cut Duran loose from the tree.
Oh, my God.
As again, he was nailed to it.
Mm. Can you imagine?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can. I mean, there's things you did to other kids as a kid when we tortured each other. You tape someone to a light post or something.
Right.
It's different because you aren't permanently scarred.
Right. Those
At least not physically. Yeah,
it's just, I mean, that's what they decided to do. Well, he's lucky to be alive.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they held a gun on him, right?
Well, I didn't say that because that's when we were speculating. Oh, I don't have...
Didn't the guy say that they... Two guys marched him out into the woods?
The pair were sent there that day to threaten and scare him due to his part in an ugly real estate deal. Let me see.
Well, either way, two heavies.
Oh, there it is. Oh. He said the men marched him into the forest at gunpoint, telling him he doesn't listen and he's going to die.
Oh.
Then he says they got spooked when they heard someone coming into the area. They heard, which could have been a deer or anything.
Right. Any Who crackling knows? In the underbrush.
What were they going to nail? His feet? Oh. Next.
Jesus.
707 says, do you think the guy who nailed him after doing this said, nailed it?
Totally. They absolutely said that
did
on the way
nail
out.
Nail jokes.
Yeah, they did nail jokes all the way home.
Oh,
I can't believe we're laughing. This is an awful thing happened to this
horrible.
Person.
Horrible.
Yeah, yikes.
This is one of those parent moves.
Oh, Hooman, listen up.
It's instinct.
Here we go.
I recently had this go horribly wrong, but I'll tell you that after I tell you this story.
Okay.
Right. When your kid falls down or suffers some kind of little injury, whether it be a cut or a burn or anything, your instinct is to give it a kiss.
Right.
You know, as long as it's not something that needs medical attention, you're like,
gushing
it's okay.
blood, right?
Shake it off. You're going to be fine.
I'll kiss it, make it better.
Right. Believe it or not, a new study says that kissing your kids' boo-boos actually do more than just help them psychologically. They say your saliva's helping.
Oh.
I thought saliva was filthy.
That's what I thought, too.
Researchers found that your saliva has a protein called histatin-1, and it can help minor cuts and scratches heal better and faster.
Well, it's like a dog licking its wounds or whatever.
It's like us licking our wounds. Don't you instinctually, if you get a paper
put it in
cut
your mouth.
Or anything,
sure.
you put it in your mouth?
But if I've had a cut or a burn, I've definitely licked it.
Yeah.
I'll keep licking it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's instinct almost.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
But even you know, a day later, I'll still look on it, and I feel like it heals faster.
That's
really funny. I just can't picture, like, I don't think there's that much spit on my lips when I kiss a cut or a bruise or something. Like, I have dry lips.
You're the gurgle queen. You've got stuff in there.
So I guess, am I supposed to actually, like, pick up their arm and actually just go, hold on, let me just get some spit.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
What'd you just say?
She says she licks, not sucks.
Play the whole movie review.
No.
They say this also explains why cuts inside your mouth heal quicker than cuts in other spots on your body.
Oh, your mouth does heal fast.
That is very true. Yeah. So the other day, my kid held her thumb out, and I was like, oh, mwah. And she goes, no, mocos. And I was like,
what's mocos?
Boogers.
Oh.
And I'm like, I just kissed a booger?
You need to get some glasses.
I just kissed your booger.
And then what happened?
Like, she kept holding her thumb out like, it's still here.
Gross. Kiss it away. Apparently that's what you do.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I forgot a tissue and got her booger and was like, from now on, you got to tell me if you've got a booger or a boo-boo, okay?
Right.
Your kid's disgusting.
All kids are disgusting.
Yeah, that's...
I love that. That is such a kid move, too. They pick up just a nugget out. They go, here you go. Like... And I'm actually, as a mother, I'm always grateful they didn't just wipe it on their clothes. Mm-hmm. Be like, I got that for you. No problem.
Yeah. Mm. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
No. Mocos. I'm like, oh, what the hell? This is what I'm doing on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm kissing boogers now.
Well, fatherhood. It's the best.
Sarah, you love food.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Taco Bell does seem to be on the cutting edge of Mexican food.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I guess Taco Bell's, they do all kinds of weird stuff.
They
though,
do.
Yeah.
They're always adding some new kind of crunch wrap or filling.
But I've never tried any of that.
You've never had Taco Bell?
I definitely have had Taco Bell, but if I go, I will just get a regular taco.
Burrito Supreme. Thank you.
Or yeah, or a simple burrito.
I just want the Maxi Melts. Give me those.
All right. I mean, I haven't eaten at Taco Bell in...
It's been years.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I think 10, maybe
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I agree. I can't remember the last time I went to
Taco Bell.
But
nonetheless, the story is that they're testing a new burrito that uses popping crystals, which are pop rocks. You and I grew up with pop rocks.
Sure,
we're all familiar, right? You put them in. Well, they're going to try and add those to burritos
that explode
with little spicy cayenne flavor.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
No word on whether or not or how soon that will hit the market, but that the firecracker burrito will be coming to a store near you if they can.
What happens if you drink Coke right after you have the burrito?
Well, you blow up.
I know. Your stomach's going to explode.
Everybody knows that.
Well, they'll have this to a lawsuit happen.
Right.
This might be one of my favorite fast facts.
Oh, a fast fact. I love those.
At least in a long time.
All right.
Can openers were invented in 1858, which is 48 years after cans were invented.
Oh, what'd they use before that?
During the years between.
They just all sat there? Well, we got a can.
The most popular way to open cans was smashing them with a hammer and chisel.
Oh, like around the edge? That's bizarre.
For 48 years, they just hammer and chiseled cans.
Wow.
Until someone came up with the can opener.
When you say the can opener, are we talking about something with the twist on it to roll it around?
Right.
Not the... the thumb tab one where you'd put a little hole and then...
No, to open it.
I see. That does seem highly inconvenient. It's amazing that cans stuck around that long before they had a convenient way to open them.
How many people were like throwing the can at a tree or a rock trying to get it to open?
Sure. Sawing it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here comes Hooman. There were probably all different kinds of methods of doing it.
That's the first can opener right there.
Oh, all right.
That
what's it
looks
look like?
Lame.
It looks like it'll cut you good.
Oh, yeah, that's... you hook it on the outside rim of the... those are the... you used to see that in cartoons all the time. It's like a little tool. Looks like a lobster claw, and you hook it and go around cutting.
Hooman's got the motion.
Hooman,
down,
nice motion.
Everybody.
Good motion. Solid. It's advanced.
Where's Rachel? Says 510.
Oh, by the way, my kids have been saying that they miss the Hooman's music and the pistachio crunch.
Your kids?
Yeah.
Are listening?
No, they heard it a couple weeks ago. My son goes, I keep listening for it. It's not there.
Oh, when do they listen?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'll tell him to help us out. Isn't he out right up late?
I don't have anything to say right now, so you can't just play it.
You're right.
Don't laugh.
Just have it ready.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 650 says, I hope it's organic or non-GMO or else it's just poison.
That's right.
Oprah.
Oh, right now? Jeez, I'm in the middle of texting
and
my
now?
Friends.
In the middle of texting my friends. Of course
Hooman.
He is.
Despite its fat content, coconut oil is considered a healthy fat that can enhance heart health and weight loss.
510 says, where's Rachel?
Doing that.
Where is Rachel?
I don't know. I think she's going to be at Outside Lands this weekend.
Oh, you hooking up with her? You going to hook up?
Don't add extra reverb to your dumb voice. Don't do a double. I don't know. It's a hard. There's 100,000 people there, and it's a mile long.
Oh, because you can't text
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No one has a phone
right.
in this scenario?
You're texting your friends now. Just open up a new
window.
Thread,
yeah.
Right.
Rachel, where are you?
There's the internet isn't the greatest at Outside
right,
Lands.
Right now, while you're here.
Oh. Well, she's I'm busy. She's busy. I'm getting stuff ready for the show.
I'll meet you at the lockers at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
Are those PayPal lockers still there?
They have to have lock. They can't possibly be doing
Outside
Lands
without it.
No way.
Sure about that?
Yeah, I am pretty sure. To pull the lockers.
Oh, it seems dumb.
Does it?
It's the most important thing. You go in with a backpack and a jacket and sunscreen. And
all the things you'll need for the changing weather.
Shove it into a locker so that you can actually walk around with just your phone and cash.
Mm. You guys figure out what you're going to wear to Outside Lands?
It, oh. Is there a...
I see the chicks dressing up super nice, and you know everybody's got flowers in their hair and stuff.
I didn't think.
Okay,
about
we're
that.
Gonna. All right, we'll take a break. Taylor Swift took the witness stand about being groped, and some of her comments. She's very funny, very quick.
Oh, good.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.